All right, boys and girls. So, I've been looking at a lot of your comments, messages, and even talking to a lot of you inside, whether it be the free program that we have, the free group, which, by the way, you can always join through the link down below, or even some of our private clients, right? And obviously, I've been running, I run a company called The New Era of Barbering. Started this company back in 2018. And really started like taking it to the next level, I guess, starting in 2020 and really making a hard push on this. Now, whether you've seen me from days when I was cutting hair, or maybe you just saw, I don't know, maybe a post, maybe one of our ads, you know, marketing, what we've results we've gotten for barbers in this idea of what a new era barber is. I think along the way, it's gotten lost of what my true message and my true meaning was of developing this company, and not only just the company. The company is like a byproduct of what I really wanted to start off at first, which was developing a fucking movement, giving something barbers that I never had as a barber myself, which is something to go ahead and look forward towards, give some type of hope, and also give them some type of tangible result that they can grow to, instead of just the typical average OG barber, which I bash all the fucking time, right? That 10-year barber OG vet. And I think the messaging has dwindled down a lot over the years because I've not been as vocal about what this movement is. At face value, I think a lot of you barbers who see what we do with barbers as our private clients, see the results that we get, maybe see the posts that I make, a lot of you think that like being a new era barber or the new era barber movement is all about charging high prices, making money. When, to be quite honest with you, it's none of that. Like, that's a good byproduct of it, right? So I thought in this podcast, why not actually break down what my initial foundational points of not only building the new era barber company, but also building this new era barber movement really like was the focal, like what was the focal point for me? And what were the points I wanted to really harp on and be vocalized about? And why I even wanted to create the goddamn thing in the first place, right? Because there, to me, there was no point in just creating something just for shits and giggles, especially in the barber industry, because I think you look at fucking the industry right now, majority of things, majority of products, majority of quote-unquote bullshit movements are just simply that, bullshit. Because, yes, you can go ahead and abide by them. Yes, you can go ahead and be for them. But what do they really fucking stand for, right? They really fucking, like, what do they, like, I see some motherfuckers get tattoos of shit, right? And, but they have no backing towards it. And even if whatever they say is like, oh, this is what we do, it sounds corny as fuck. It's about as corny as fuck as you, as any barber getting a face tattoo of a barber pole. Shout out to all the motherfuckers, corny geeks, listen to this, who have barber pole tattoos, right? But my main first thing when I started this company, when I really wanted to start a movement of what a new era barber was, I really wanted to give basically the barber industry a new hope, right? And not just like a new hope, but also take ownership. Because we have a lot of young men and women in this industry, honestly, who are just fucking lost. You feel like a fucking little dog. You don't know where the fuck to go. You're like a little fucking child. How do I fucking know this? Because I was one too. You don't know who the fuck to look up to. All you see on Instagram are all these motherfuckers with colored hair, fake chains, fake Gucci outfits at these barbershop events on a stage being like, oh, each one teach one. And I'm like, that's the corniest motherfucking bullshit I've ever seen in my goddamn life. Fucking cornball, right? Up there, oh, this is how you fade. Oh, this is how you line up. Oh, buy these $200 pair of clippers. That's all those dumbass motherfuckers do, right? They ain't about anything of like trying to push the industry forward. They talk about education, but it's more for an ego-based reason because they want to spread some knowledge about their story, about their come up, that honestly, nobody wants to fucking hear. So for me, it was given at least like the barber industry something that, hey, we can gravitate towards and barbers can at least like go to as a, I guess like as the, how can I say this politely, right? As the standard of what this, of what we need to become as an industry as a whole. Because when I looked out the industry, I honestly just saw a lot of like lonely, lazy, grown-ass men and women who hated their lives but would make up excuses of like, oh, but I'm just grateful. Bullshit. I want to be something. I want to build something I'm fucking proud about. I want to, like, there was nothing more satisfying and nothing more I was proud about was then when I taught, when somebody would ask me, I remember the specific, actually, I remember a specific moment. I was dating this girl back in Sacramento, right? And everybody's had this experience, whether you're dating somebody or in a friend group, and somebody asks, oh, what do you do? And they're like, oh, and you say, oh, I'm a barber. And like, they give you this like answer reply, like, oh, that's cute. In the nicest way possible. Oh, good for you. Oh, barbering. Oh, everybody needs a barber. And I hated that response. I'm like, you're basically looking at me like a little bitch. I ain't no little fucking bitch, right? But the industry and like what this like image of what being a barber gives us makes us seem like a little fucking bitch. Like we're just somebody's little fucking servant. And I wasn't that way. I'm like, yo, I run a fucking business, right? And I remember when I was at my, it was like a 4th of July party or something like that. I think it was like some barbecue. I was at my girlfriend's house at the time. And by the way, like her family was very well off, right? Her, like she, her family lived in like Granite Bay, which if you're from Sacramento, Granite Bay is where like the upper class motherfuckers live at, right? Where people who are like not stuck up, but they got some fucking money, right? Big houses. Granite Bay High School is like this really good high school because like got all the funding and shit like that. Like if I'm painting the picture correctly, it's not no fucking random public school. It's like top of the top, right? So I'm here. I'm a barber, and somebody just asked me at a party, like, oh, what do you do? And you know, one of her relatives, I said, oh, I'm a barber, right? Oh man, that's cool, man. Hey, I should come and get a haircut from you, right? They always give that type of response. And my girlfriend at the time kind of laughs like, yeah, right, he charges $150 a cut. And like, mind you, her dad didn't know what I fucking charged, right? And her dad was like very like, again too, he was the breadwinner. He overall like, you know, he had a couple of businesses. And so he knew I was a barber, but he didn't know what I charged and or what I did. He just knew, okay, he's a barber, that's cool, he does his thing. As long as my daughter's happy with him, I'm cool with it. His ears perked the fuck up. And he was like, $150? And from that moment on, this motherfucker was bragging to everybody that his daughter was dating a barber who charges $150 a haircut. I don't know. I've never had the experience one time prior where somebody brags about my charging price point to their family at a family party, right? Basically like, yeah, this motherfucker, a dog. He charges $150 in Sacramento. He doesn't go to LA. He's not like a little bitch that goes and travels anywhere. He does this in Sacramento. And I don't know how the fuck he did it, but he basically treated me from that moment on like I was his adopted son, right? He had a few drinks in him, so of course he was also much more colorful with his language when he was bragging about it. But that was one of the most proud moments of my of being a barber, because it was like, yeah, this is the first time where I'm not at like some event where somebody's like, oh, bro, yeah, I should come get a haircut from you. Yeah, yeah. And it's kind of like that bullshit thing, like, oh, man, I'm gonna check you out. It was like a status symbol, like, whoa, shit. And it brought some fucking respect to me. My nuts probably dropped a good 2 inches. I went from a little nubber, probably grew another half inch on the good old Johnson tip, right? But in all seriousness, I felt that feeling of importance finally, of like, this is not some like little bullshit thing, little bullshit fucking like hobby I do. And when I wanted to create the new era of movement, I wanted to be able to create a movement that allowed barbers to feel that same type of emotion. Where, again, too, I think a lot of barbers would be like, oh, I'm proud to be a barber. Really, you're proud of charging $40 a cut, making $6,000 a month, and living in debt. That's what you're proud of. I was proud as fuck when the motherfucker said, oh, this motherfucker charged $150. What the fuck you want? You don't know a barber that charges this shit, right? And I wanted to be able to give barbers the tools to be able to get up to that point. Again, too, it's not about the charging point. It's about bringing the fucking respect to our craft, right? Because to be quite honest, nobody respects our shit. You go out, you talk to, I mean, remember when you first started cutting hair, man? Or homegirl, right? Remember when you first started cutting hair? Did your parents really fucking support? Like, I mean, support you like your parents, they support you like, yeah, go do your, 100%. They probably question you a little bit. They might have, and it might not have been said. They might have been good parents. They might have not said it straight up, but you could sense it. We all do. They all kind of give you that, oh, okay, that's cool for now, but you know, always keep your options open. And I wanted to create a movement where it's like, no. We're changing the idea of the industry where, as a barber, oh, fuck, you're a barber? Shit. Yeah, you can make a lot of fucking good money in that thing. That's a good decision, right? Because nobody thinks it's a good fucking decision when you start becoming a barber. And I hated that. So the number one idea when I started with this new era movement was, first of all, bring some fucking respect to the barber industry. It's not about what you charge. It's not about what you make. Of course, we have to get there, right? Because that's how respect is earned, right? It's not by how crisp your fades are or how sharp your lineups are. Nobody gives a fuck. Drop all that corny bullshit. That's for the fucking corny-ass motherfuckers who stand on stage trying to sell you $200 pair of clippers. Leave that shit to the cornballs. The new era type of barber does not give a fuck about that. New era barber gives a fuck about, hey, this is what I'm doing for right now. And this is going to be my foundation for what I'm building my empire on. Another area aspect when I was like, in terms of what is the new era barber movement, was really trying to give barbers and get barbers to develop themselves. I talk about this all the time. It goes over everybody's head. It's like the top of the top information I can give out, right? But like everybody wants all the social media tactics. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Social media doesn't mean a goddamn thing because you as an entrepreneur are a fucking dumbass. A fucking dumbass, right? You don't know what the fuck to do because, one, emotionally, personally, you have so many internal issues with yourself. You have zero personal development put into yourself. And you cannot make, yes, you can make money in the short term with poor personal development. But in the long term, you're going to fuck it all away. And at the long term, it really doesn't fucking matter at that point in time. It really doesn't fucking matter. Because if you are not a developed or evolved individual, if you don't develop your mind, your body, your spirit, your soul, who gives a fuck about money at that point in time? I know a lot of fucking millionaires who are dumb fucks. And I'll be like, dude, I don't give a fuck about that shit. Because I will beat you out eventually. Because you will just be a dumb fuck forever. And if I continue to develop myself, pour into myself, give myself more of an awareness and more of education, at some point in time, I'm going to fucking beat you. Right? So, talk about this all the time. It was also giving barbers a route and understanding to use barbering not only as a vehicle, like, let me be clear, as a vehicle to get you to the next thing, but as a vehicle also to develop yourself. Business is the best vehicle to develop yourself, and it shows you where your flaws are at, where you lack at in life overall. Because you could not push a business forward if your personal development is off, if your mindset is off, if you don't know how to make sound decisions, if you think emotionally versus logically, if you're an irrational thinker instead of a logical thinker. And nobody teaches these skills. Because these are not skills that are, these are like skills that you have to develop over an extended period of time. This goes into, what did I have to do? I had to start educating myself. What did I do? Started reading books. Started listening to podcasts. Hell, started watching YouTube videos at the very least. Because I knew the vehicle that I'm always going to be stuck with is my mental capacity and my education and my personal development and decision making. No matter what I get into, I could have the best vehicle to make money, right? Whatever that fucking vehicle is, and really there is no best vehicle. The best vehicle is to develop, is yourself, develop yourself into the person, because at that point in time, you can make any fucking thing work. You can fucking make a steel company work. You can fucking make a paper printing company work. You can fucking make a newspaper company work at that point in time, right? But if you're a dumb fuck, you're limited to what will actually be able to be moved forward. And right now, if you're stuck at $4,000 or $6,000 a month, let's be honest, you're kind of a dumb fuck. Because I know, because I was kind of a dumb fuck too. And until I started developing myself and learning where my lack of awareness was, like, I guess that like breaching point or at that limitation, when I realized where my lack of awareness was at, I was like, holy fuck, I don't know anything about anything. Do I even know anything at all, right? So again, too, Number one, bring respect to the barbering craft. Make sure people, when we go ahead and say that we are barbers, they're not like, oh, that's a little cute thing, but actually bring respect to it. Number two, make barbers understand this is not just something where you collect money. This is a vehicle to work inside of, to develop yourself into the entrepreneur that is deserving of the lifestyle you want, whether that be $1 million, $10 million, $100 million, right? Because let me tell you, that is possible for you. I don't care if you've never seen it before. I do not care. If there's if another human being who was living, breathing, shitting, wiping their ass the same exact way, bleeds the same exact way as you, you can fucking do it as well too. The only difference between you and them is your lack of awareness and your lack of development in self. The only reason why Elon is way farther ahead than damn near every fucking human being possible is because that motherfucker at 3 years old was reading the encyclopedia and memorizing the motherfucker for fun, right? He has way more knowledge than everybody else because he's been learning at a high level for an extended period of amount of time longer than everybody else. So you can change. And I think too many barbers get in this stuck mindset of like, I'm always going to be here. No, you're not. Stop being a fucking loser. Stop playing the fucking victim role. You can change. You are just not doing the actions that require change to occur. That is why I created the New Era Barbering, the Elevated Mentorship Program. That's also why I even created the free fucking program as well, too. Because most barbers will be like, oh, man, no, I'm not going to do a program. Oh, I don't need help. Blah, blah, blah. Well, fuck it. You don't want to go ahead and work with a private client? Take the fucking free shit. And you'll see how much you don't fucking know. And then eventually you're going to be like, holy fuck, I really need some help. I'm like, no fucking shit. I've been trying to tell this to you, right? Bring respect. Make barbers understand they can develop themselves into the person they want to be. The third area that I really wanted to like harp on, and it's kind of going to bleed into like a little bit of the two. It's going to be like a little bit of a mixture of the two, right? But it was to really clearly identify what barbering is. Barbering is not a lifelong career. Been vocal about this. It's not. You want it to be a lifelong career? You really want to be cutting hair when you're 60 fucking years old? That's what you're telling me. You really want to be the 60-year-old man making $6,000 a month, barely struggling to make bills, whatever inflation is at that point in time, standing on your feet for 12 to 14 hours out of the day, cutting hair. You really like the fucking thing that much? Because I fucking didn't. And the thing I hated too, side note, the thing I hated was that every single fucking dweeb-ass geek barber out there is just talking about, man, I want to cut hair forever. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. You know what I want to do? I want to realize my fucking full potential. I'm not going to realize my fullest potential being a barber for the rest of my life. But I will if I take my barbering business to its max level and then move on to the next thing after that and take that to a max level. And guess what? Do rinse and repeat. Then move on to the next thing. And then take that to the max level. And rinse and fucking repeat as long as I fucking can. Right? And I wanted to make sure barbers understood, barbering is a vehicle for you to get to the next thing. It's not the final fucking destination. Because too many barbers out there are putting out a message, oh man, be a lifelong barber. Oh, cut these little kids because they'll be clients when they're older. I don't want to cut little five-year-old kids and wait for them to be, for 20 years to be 25 years old when they finally get their first job. The fuck that. That's the geekiest thing I've ever heard in my goddamn life. That's the dumbest thing. That's some dumb barber logic for you, right? And you can be like, oh, Daniel, you must hate barbers. I don't hate barbers. I hate the mentality of the barber industry. There's a clear difference. I tell every single one of our private clients, I believe in you more than you believe in yourself. I believe in you more than you believe in yourself. All of our private clients have at least, the ones who are at least, again, too pushing and getting the help required, have always heard me say that to them. I'll always believe in them. I'll always believe in you, the listener. You just need to fucking stand the fuck up and actually make a decision and make a decision to change eventually, hopefully soon. Because guess what? Time is not in your favor. Time is always ticking. And you've been fucking wasting a lot of goddamn time, for being goddamn honest. So understand that barbering is not a vehicle long term, but a short-term vehicle. And what I mean by this, it's a great short-term vehicle to collect as much upfront cash flow, get yourself in a position to move on to the next thing. Now, what does this fucking mean, right? This does not mean you need to fucking stress about what that next thing is. Hell, I had no fucking clue when I was cutting hair I was going to be running this company. I had no fucking clue that I was going to be having to employ a full-on team of 14-plus people inside of my company back in 2018? No fucking clue. But I knew I would not never get to that position possible if I didn't push my business to the max level, because inside of that, you are going to learn lessons and develop yourself to a different level. You are going to like almost level yourself up to an awareness of what business is really like to make a proper decision of what business you go into next. Because whatever business you think you should go into next right now, you're going to make the worst decision possible because you are thinking too low and you have no clue how to run a fucking business. Learn how to fucking run the business you're running right now. Take it to its max level so you learn all those lessons so you can make a better decision next time. Because guess what? You made a poor fucking decision being a barber. I said it. Yep. Because I became that realization. I made a poor fucking decision becoming a barber. What fucking terrible vehicle to stand on your feet for 12 to 14 hours a day to make a couple hundred bucks to basically struggle to pay bills. What a fucking life. But that was the decision that I made when I was 18, 19 years old. And some people, honestly, never grow beyond that type of decision making. And so it is so irrational for you to even put in any time and energy right now into thinking about what the next thing is. Because you are going to bring in that same type of dumbass thinking into the next business option that you give yourself. And it's going to be, guess what? Another a terrible vehicle, basically, to take you to the next level. Just like barbering. It's going to have a cap limit because you cannot think big enough. Because you do not know how to run a business. Because business is like a foreign fucking language to you. So, when you start thinking of barbering as a vehicle, you start operating your life very, very differently. Because instead of just thinking, oh, I'm just going to chill and take things slow, you're like, dude, I need to get the fuck out. And I need to do this thing quick. And I'm not on pace to get out in the next 2 to 5 years. In fact, I have no fucking clue. And that moment of time, you will start looking for information and help to get you out of that position. Otherwise, you're just going to be a dumbass and think you do it on your own. And I'm going to tell you this. How has that worked out for you thus far? How has that worked out for you thus far? That thinking and that way of like moving in terms of your life and making decisions wise. Because it led you down to making a poor decision of becoming a barber in the first place. And again, too, I say making a poor decision because I realized I made a terrible fucking decision becoming a barber. Shit, probably 2 years into being licensed. I was like, this was the worst option for me. Yet most barbers will go ahead and try to justify their dumbass mistakes with like, oh, but I love it. I have so much passion. Bullshit. You have passion for standing on your feet 12 hours out of a day. You have passion for having your shoulder blown out and your back blown out every fucking day. You have passion for fucking having hair splinters. You have passion for struggling for bills. I don't know about that one, Chief. Honestly. The last type of overall idea mentality I really wanted to bring this into the barber industry was this, like, again, this new era of barbering, right? Is just breaking free of like those shackles of like the old typical barber, right? That corny ass motherfucker that I honestly never was excited for. I wanted to at least be excited to wake up every morning, go to work, because I was building something for my future. When I was like living like that 10-year OG vet, running my business as such, dude, there was nothing worse. I was so fucking depressed. And I think so many barbers are lying to themselves, saying, oh, no, I'm not. Oh, I love what I do. Again, really, you love what you fucking do. You love fucking like overall struggling to pay bills every month. You love fucking like overall having your shoulder ache out of it every day out of the week. You love standing on your feet all damn day. Most barbers don't even have any type of like hope. They don't have any type of like thing to look forward to. It's like they get a barber's license and that's it. They're just coasts for the rest of their life. And you, what the fuck type of like life is that? Your life's basically over. Let's say you get your barber license at 21 years old. Your life is basically over. You're done, clocked out, 21 years old, boom. Just sit and chill for the rest of your life. I couldn't think of anything more depressing. Nothing brings me more joy and happiness than struggling and having discipline every single fucking day. Then rather than pushing myself and my beliefs and challenging my beliefs, really putting them under a microscope and challenging what I believe in and what's possible for me every fucking day. going to war with my past beliefs of what I thought was possible and building a new fucking future. There's nothing more exhilarating. And too many of you have just gone ahead and just like thrown in the fucking towel. You're basically laying there and like, hey, life, come fuck me. No Vaseline style, right? And that's sad. That's fucking sad, bro. How the fuck can you like be even proud about like, and it's no wonder why so many barbers, they're just fucking depressed. And it's amazing to me when I see barbers in the comments who are just like, oh, $50, I would never want to do this. I want to take care of my clients. Bro, you're not even happy with the life you have right now. You're trying to make justifications over why you're broke. Stop it. Stop it. You can and deserve more. You just don't know what the fuck to do to get to that next level. And that's why you developed the New Era, at least movement overall. Of course, there's other subcategories in there, but that was kind of like the overall, what I believe when I first built this New Era barbering company, really what I wanted to bring forth to the barber industry. And if you notice, none of that was to, hey, I want to help barbers make 20K a month. No. Yes, I want to put barbers in a better financial space. That was definitely a big portion of it, right? But it was really like those four components. Bringing more respect. Making barbers understand this is a vehicle, not for the long term, but for the short term. Making barbers understand, hey, look, this is a vehicle to develop yourself so you can progress your life and evolve. It also kind of get barbers a little more excited about their life. Now, give something that they can look forward to. Give them a challenge. Give them something to wake up for every single morning, right? Something to work for, not something that we just get out of bed, oh, another day, another dollar. If anybody says that bullshit to you, slap them across the face with a backhand pinky hand style, right? Straight up bitch mode. Another day, another dollar, another day, another bitch is what I like to say. That sounds like a fucking bitch made motherfucker, right? Nothing worse. So, for me, that's what the New Era barbering mindset comes from. I might make more, I guess, like, because I also had, like, what is, like, not only, like, the movement, but the mindset, I guess. I shouldn't say this is the mindset, this is the movement. What's the mindset of a New Era barber? We might go ahead and make a podcast about that. If you want to see that as a podcast, I want you to go ahead and make sure you go ahead and leave a 5-star rating and review on the podcast, right? I can also see the date, so I know which if it's within the date range of, like, this last podcast, I'll know. Make sure you go ahead and share this to your Instagram story. Make sure you tag me. And most importantly, again, too, if you found this valuable, make sure you share it with a friend. Because, again, too, this does not happen unless we all progress together. And it's your duty not only to implement what is on this podcast and take action, but also to share, to spread the overall awareness to the rest of the barber industry. Because without that, everybody else is going to be up each other's assholes. Everybody's going to be sniffing the fucking assholes deep inside of the fucking educators on the fucking, on stage, selling you $200 pair of clippers. Every 6 months, there's new $200 pair of clippers that you need to get all of a sudden, right? Oh, this one got a blue light instead of a red light. Bullshit. Geeks. If you actually want to get help, of course, you can become one of our private clients. I'll leave a link down below to where you can apply with one of us, to work with us overall. Or if you want to go ahead and see what we have on the inside prior to becoming a private client, you can always join the free group. As always, I'll have the links down below to that as well as the Instagram profile. If you have any questions or anything that you want to go ahead and maybe even like a little more explanation on anything that we have in any of the podcasts, feel free to DM me on Instagram. Be happy to go ahead and explain anything further to you that you do not understand. As always, fuck the 10-year barber OG vet. Make sure you go ahead and become something more through this New Era barbering movement. And don't be a fucking geek.